something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Christ Consciousness.
Hallelujah. I'm talking Christ Consciousness. You see, why was Jesus the way he was? You know, one day he was with his disciples and water was getting in the waves, boisterous. The water was getting into the boat, and Jesus had been sleeping at the rear. So they said, "Master, don't you care that we perish?" And he got up and said, "Peace." And the waves calmed down, and the wind calmed down. They looked at him and looked at themselves, and they said, "What manner of man is this, that the winds and the sea obey him?" What was Jesus like? Why was he the way he was? Somebody said, "Well, because he was the Son of God." That's not the reason. Turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2. Let me begin reading from verse 11 for you. "For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one." Did you see that? "For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren." Now that's powerful. I want you to look at, let me read to you from verse 7. "Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, for thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings." Verse 12, "Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church, and I'll sing unto thee. And again, I'll put my trust in him. And again, behold, I am the children which God hath given me." Oh, look at verse 14. "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that hath the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Look at verse 16. "For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham." Now all the scriptures we just read, what are they telling us? That Jesus did not minister as the Son of God, but as the Son of Man. He lived and functioned as a man. Not in his glory as the Son of God. That was to let us know that whatever he did, men could do. Are you getting it? So when you read about Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, don't think of someone who lived in such a way that nobody could do what he did. No. He came to represent man. He came to live the way a man should live. He came to show us an example that we should follow his steps. He came to let us know we could act like him, think like him, talk like him, and win like him. So why did he live in such mastery? How come he was so successful? He thought the right thought. He said the right word. He did the right thing. He went to the right place. Why? He was fearless. Absolutely fearless. How could a man be so fearless? He had no consciousness of lack. He had no consciousness of need. How could it be that way? What manner of man was Jesus? He must have been conscious of something that others didn't know. He must have had a consciousness that others didn't have. You get it? There must have been something that Jesus knew that others didn't know. Oh, glory to God. Oh, think about it. Think about it. What a consciousness. He said, I am from above. How did he know? Why did he think that way? We read that he was born in a manger. We read that he was born of Mary. We read that he grew up as a little boy like everybody else. We read that he was hungry, that he felt sleepy and slept. We read it. He drank water. He ate food like others. He got tired. It's just like the Bible talks about Elijah when he says to us, Elijah was a man of like passions as we are. I love the way James put it. He said, Elijah was a man of like passions as we are. In other words, Elijah felt like us. He wasn't any different. He felt like us. Then he says, but Elijah prayed. And when he prayed, the heavens were shut that there was no rain for 3.5 years. And then he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, letting us know we could do what Elijah did. He said Elijah was just like us. Hallelujah. And that's what Paul is telling us now in the book of Hebrews, that Jesus was just like us. He says, he that sanctifies and they which are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren. He says, I and the children which God had given me. He says, verily, he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on the seed of Abraham. So Jesus was like Isaac. Can you see that? Jesus was like Isaac. He was like Jacob. He was like any of them. He was like you. You see that? That's the way it was. Wonderful. Awesome. 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 Thank God. Thank God. But he had a consciousness. Now, you know, I tried to define Christ for you earlier. And the subject is Christ consciousness. So what is consciousness? What is consciousness? Awareness. Awareness is the key word. Awareness. Awareness is a kind of knowledge. It is a special kind of knowledge. It is an at-homeness with something. You get it? A consciousness, an awareness. Awareness of your environment, awareness of your personality, awareness of your origin, your lineage. What are you aware of? You remember when we studied three kinds of knowledge? Do you remember? What did we say they were? You remember Eido? And we spelled it E-I-D-O, right? So, what did we say Eido knowledge was? Awareness. Awareness. And of course, then you go from awareness to what? Epignosis. Where you actually now use, but you've got to be aware before you can function with it. You see, imagine you came into this hall and there was no light and everywhere was dark. And when the lights are turned on, you see everything. Oh, I can see that, and I can see that, and I can see that. What is that? Awareness. Now you are aware of where you are. You know where you are. You can see all this stuff. Oh, but that doesn't mean you know how to use them. You'd need epignosis for that. You see that? I remember giving you an illustration. Somebody sends you a parcel. You know the parcel is coming. Okay? And so that's information. It's come to you, but you don't know the parcel yet until it arrives. And then when it arrives, you open it. Now you know what's inside. You've got to open it first to know what's inside. When you open it, oh, this is what's inside. And that doesn't mean you're using it yet. Now, when you start relating with it, aha. So awareness may not give you all that you need, but until you have it, you can't use it.
It's time for your miracle.
There are many people who have had demonic attacks in their lives. Now, when we share with you the Word of God, and you act your faith, we teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Do you understand? We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Never let the enemy control your life. Say amen. Never let the enemy control your life.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.